Let's talk about vision loss. Real stories. Acknowledgements. Vision Australia gratefully acknowledges Amy, Ben, Brenda, Brittany, Cheryl, Dina, Paul and Tony, who shared their very personal stories of blindness or low vision to help others facing similar experiences. To the many people with lived experience of blindness or low vision who offered their expertise, thank you for bringing this project to life. Finally, we would like to acknowledge the Department of Social Services Information, Linkages and Capacity Building Grant, as without this government support, this book and audio series would not have been possible. Vision Australia. Blindness, Low Vision, Opportunity. This book is dedicated to the people who are new to vision loss and to those who are supporting someone going through this life transition. When you're ready, we're here for you. Vision loss can be life-changing. You might be wondering, what's next? You might be wondering how you'll keep doing the things you love. You might be wondering how your family and friends will react to your news. Listen to the stories of others living with vision conditions. When they were ready, they connected with various supports that helped them to continue doing the things they've always done, such as reading, travelling, working, and much more. If you or someone you love is experiencing vision loss, read and listen to the stories in this booklet and ask us about the services, government benefits, and other support that you can access. Meet Paul, still building hot rods and barbecuing. I was sitting in my office at work and my right retina detached. It was like someone just pulled a blind across my eye. After living for 53 years with reasonable vision, Paul experienced severe vision loss over just a few hours, and 18 months later, blindness. All of a sudden, the whole world as I had known it changed, he said. I didn't really know who I was or what I could offer anyone. I even considered not being here. What didn't change was Paul's grit that helped him to rebuild his life. He's relearned how to build hot rods and still works as an engineer. There aren't many things I can't do these days. I can still use a barbecue after getting help from an occupational therapist. There's such a wealth of knowledge out there that can help you to do anything you want, he said. Listen to Paul's full story at visionaustralia.org/LTAVL/Paul. Highlights include the impact on his marriage and how sharing his feelings changed his outlook on life.
Meet Brittany, business owner and optimist. An up-and-coming hairdresser, Brittany was looking forward to a long and successful career when she lost her vision. I kept thinking I hadn't opened my eyes and I kept turning the light switch on and off, wondering what was going on, she said. Diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy and macular degeneration, she felt the immediate consequences of this life-changing moment. My boss told me there's no point coming back, she said. That was probably the time when I locked myself in the house for about a week. Also, I had lots of friends through playing netball, so because I couldn't play anymore, I started attending games. But they stopped inviting me out. Eventually, Brittany experienced a key turning point when she shared her feelings with others going through similar experiences. From that time, she not only felt better, but it also gave her a new perspective about life after vision loss. This has resulted in lots of good things happening to Brittany since then. She's launched a consulting business, discovered new joys, and relearned how to do many things she used to do before losing her vision. With time, you can be content with losing your vision. I'm happy with how I perceive myself and how I have gotten on with life. Listen to Brittany's full story at visionaustralia.org/LTAVL/Brittany, and that name is spelt Brittne. Highlights include how illicit drugs affected Brittany's vision and what her new and fulfilling career looks like.
Meet Ben, science whiz and uni student. Diagnosed with retinitis pigmentosa at the age of 8, Ben is about to embark on a career as a genetic counsellor. When I started to lose my vision as a kid, it was just when I was really getting into reading books, he said. It was quite a devastating time to lose something that I was just getting into and loving. However, the challenges he's faced have led to growth, and he said speaking up about his needs has been fundamental to that growth throughout his life. At university, his technology skills have helped him immensely because he's been able to successfully do all of the required work while continuing to enjoy reading. And whenever he feels a little nervous about his budding career, he reminds himself that having low vision gives him an advantage over his peers. You'll have to listen to his story to find out why. Listen to Ben's full story at visionaustralia.org/LTAVL/Ben. Highlights include why having low vision gives him an advantage over his peers and managing tough days.
Meet Dina, government advisor and mother. You don't need to do everything at once. Small and steady wins the race, is Dina's advice to anyone facing blindness or low vision. As an advisor for the state government and mother to her 5-year-old, she's used to offering advice. She is also blind. Born with congenital glaucoma, she can tell when the sun is out and when she's in shade, but very little else. During school, I was in big denial. I would push away and refuse things like having an integration aid, she said. I was embarrassed and didn't want to look different. Her attitude to living with an eye condition has significantly changed over the years. I'm part of the NDIS, and it's been an absolute game changer for both me and my husband. I don't rely on my mum any more than sighted people do. She doesn't do any more than a typical grandmother would do. Her final words of advice? Just take one step at a time and be open to support. Listen to Dina's full story at visionaustralia.org/LTAVL/Dina, spelt D-E-E-N-A. Highlights include parenting without vision and how she makes the most of her iPhone. Meet Cheryl, artist and traveller. All her life, Cheryl had been conscious of her eye health. My mum had an eye condition, so it was very likely that I would get it. And when Cheryl was 60, the eye specialist confirmed what she had always suspected. The doctor told me that I should prepare for what would be significant vision impairment by the time I was 70, she said. While the retired nurse was able to accept her vision loss, she refused to give up her independence. The saddest day was when I had to hand over my driver's license. I was about 40 when I got my license, so I had really treasured it. But that hasn't stopped her. While most retirees are slowing down, Cheryl is still travelling to all the places that matter to her, as well as pursuing her passion for art and doing much more. Her advice to anyone going through vision loss is what got her through the tough times. Whatever you do, just don't give up and don't stop doing the things you like. Listen to Cheryl's full story at visionaustralia.org/LTAVL/Cheryl. Highlights include tips on staying independent and her favourite equipment around the home.
Meet Tony, celebrity chef and teacher. Imagine the Foxtel Network calling you and asking you to star in a cooking series. And imagine that you're so good, you star in 4,000 live shows across 100 television networks. Welcome to Tony's career as a celebrity chef. I was cooking up a storm on stage. I was tossing pots and pans around and cooking things in 30 seconds, he said. But while he was taking a break from his hectic career, Tony noticed his vision wasn't quite right. As his sight deteriorated, it looked like cooking was virtually impossible. I lost my confidence in the kitchen. I was burning things, he said. It took some time for Tony to regain his confidence in the kitchen, and that's understandable, considering kitchens can be dangerous for anyone, let alone someone who is blind. Yet Tony has come so far. Thanks to the right services and training, he's still cooking perfect meals from his collection of 500 recipes. And now he's helping others with vision conditions cook up their own wonderful creations in the kitchen. I discovered a new way of cooking, said Tony. There's nothing we can't do. Listen to Tony's full story at visionaustralia.org/LTAVL/Tony. Highlights include tips in the kitchen, and accessing the right services.
Meet Brenda, pianist and volunteer. Brenda is something else. At 91 years of age, she's a disability advocate, volunteer, and founder of a much-loved lawn bowls group. What's more, all of these achievements came after she lost her vision, which at the time seemed to be devastating. The ophthalmologist looked at my eyes and shook his head and said, "You're in very grave trouble." It all happened so fast, it almost seemed surreal, she said. One of the worst things was that I couldn't read music anymore. I'd always played the piano. It was a huge part of my life. With the right support, Brenda has overcome even that difficulty and continues to play the piano. With time, the sadness of losing her vision became determination to make the most out of life. This change set off a chain reaction that has seen Brenda say yes to many opportunities. You only have one life to live. You must stay in touch with the world, the community. I learnt I had to do things differently. Listen to Brenda's full story at visionaustralia.org/LTAVL/Brenda. Highlights include how she still plays the piano and her favourite services and supports. Meet Amy, mother and advocate. The maternal health nurse looked straight at Amy and said, "Are you ready for this?" When Amy's son Parker was just 4 months old, he was diagnosed with X-linked juvenile retinoschisis and nystagmus. It can take time to adjust to life-changing news, and it was no different for Amy and her husband Glenn. "When we found out, I thought I didn't want a blind child," she said. Yet Amy is the first to admit that accepting the situation and getting the right supports for Parker and her family changed everything. "The Vision Australia team saved our marriage. They are the most invaluable people to have in your life." Today, Parker is thriving and doing what every independent child does best, playing, making friends, and ignoring mum when it's time to brush his teeth. Parker's being set up to be independent, and for him, that means using a white cane to get around and learning Braille. As Parker grows up, the services he receives will adjust to suit his goals and interests. "He's a brilliant young man," said Amy, "and more than anything, I'm proud of the fact that he's blind." Listen to Amy's full story at visionaustralia.org/LTAVL/Amy. Highlights include how Amy responds to negative feedback and the government benefits available for carers.
What's next? When you're ready, you can find out about the government benefits and many services that you can access. As a leading national provider of blindness and low vision services, Vision Australia supports people of all ages who are blind or have low vision to help them live the life they choose. We can help you find answers to questions you may have. Contact us on 1300 847466 or email info@visionaustralia.org. Find out about government benefits you might be eligible for. You might be entitled to government funding that will help cover the costs of some services. For example, disability support pension, blind, blind age pension for people over 65 years, National Disability Insurance Scheme, NDIS, for people under 65 years, My Aged Care for people over 65 years, National Companion Card. There are also some state and territory-based government subsidies to help cover the cost of public transport. There are many different types of support on offer. Talk with others going through similar experiences. Emotional support groups are an ideal way to share what's on your mind and hear other people's stories. They offer social, emotional, and practical support and operate in a confidential, safe, and casual setting. Life-changing and easy-to-use technology. Using technology might feel daunting. We promise it's easier than you could imagine to continue to use the internet, read emails, use your mobile phone, and much more. And you can keep reading the daily newspaper and your favourite books via audio through the Vision Australia Library. A safe home the way you want it. Qualified occupational therapists can suggest changes in your home that will allow you to continue using every space safely. They can show you tips such as using tactile features on kitchen equipment, ways to reach your front door, adding colour contrast to find cups easily, and organising wardrobes and cupboards. They can also help you to maximise the use of your remaining vision. Safe and independent travel. With the right support, you can learn to get out and about safely, whether by using public transport or equipment like a white cane. Mobility specialists can help you continue to go to all the places that matter. Get in touch. If you have any questions, please contact Vision Australia. Phone 1300 847466. Monday to Friday, 8:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. EST. Fax 1300 847 329. Email info@visionaustralia.org. Website visionaustralia.org. Facebook Vision Australia. Instagram @Vision Australia. Twitter @Vision Australia. Vision Australia acknowledges Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people as the first Australians and traditional owners of the land across our working area. We pay our respects to elders both past and present. Vision Australia. Blindness, low vision, opportunity. This is the end of Let's Talk About Vision Loss, Real Stories. This recording was produced by the Vision Australia Information Library Service in December 2021. Narrated by Robert DeGraw and Sally Turnbull. This concludes the recording.